This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience. This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. This is all about your health and your life. We're here for you each and every day right here at the AsaRx Experience. Always go to AsaRx.com. If you're looking for a provider in your area, someone that believes the same way we do, then just go to the website. We'll find someone that can help you, take you by the hand, walk with you with whatever you're struggling with, and really get to that next level with your health and your life. We want to see that for you. We want to see you really make it and become the best version of you. Because I can tell you this. I know this about you. I may not have met you, but I know this about you. I know that you haven't reached your potential. And I know you're probably frustrated in a lot of ways that you haven't been able to get that. And you don't know. You don't know. If you knew better, I always say if we knew better, we'd do better. And many times we just don't know better. On this show, we want to help you know better so you can do better and become that best version. So give us a call, 888-283-7272. We'll make you part of the show. If you want me to answer something in private, just tell him. Say, hey, I'd love for him to answer this in private, you know, not on the air. That's okay. I respect that. And we'll do what we can to get you the answers that you need. We're always here for you, so don't be shy. You can always call us, email us, go on social media, DM me. You know, everything's at AsaRx TV. You can always send me a DM, part of the show. Totally great. Love to hear from you. All that jazz. We did have an email come in I want to get on. So we had Courtney, who sent from Portland, Maine. She said, I was wondering if you could talk about the things you should take while you're pregnant. Well, it's a really good question. I get a lot of women that give us a call for that. And you know what's interesting, Courtney, is that so many women now are having children in their late 30s, early 40s. And something we used to think was high risk, which we have to technically still call that high risk, I really don't think it is. I think like 40 is like the new 30. I think we're just reverse aging. I think 50 is like the new 40. I mean, it really is changing a lot. I mean, the 60-year-old we see today is nothing like what it was 3 decades ago. The 60-year-old now looks like somebody that's 45 and has the mobility and the athletic ability. It's pretty awesome. So I say that to say this, Courtney, that what you take right now is very important. And that women, you didn't list your age, but women are having children super successful like they were 20 years old at 40. So why is that? The reason that is because nutrition's gotten better. What we know in science has gotten better. What you ate growing up, probably you ate better unless you were in the fast food, you know, deal. And so everything's getting better in that regard. So I would encourage you, the things you want to take if you're pregnant, obviously your OB is going to have you on certain things. They're going to have you on a prenatal. First of all, do whatever your OB says. I say that because in this world that I'm in with this natural, doing everything natural, and I'm not everything natural guy. Like, I'm a strong believer in medicine. I do believe we need it. I think it's important. I think it's overused, but I think we need it and it's important. And I don't think we put enough emphasis on us doing the work. That's the issue I have. It's not the medicine. It's really about us. Like, we got to put the work in, right? Nobody wants to put the work in. So, Courtney, here's the thing you want to look at. Number one, you already got the prenatal. Look at your fatty acids. Get a test done. It's a simple blood test. You can see where your fatty acid levels are. Check that. You have to check your nutritional deficiencies. Bottom line. So fatty acids are going to be important. They're going to be important for the baby. which proven that when fatty acid levels are high in the mother and it goes into the milk and pass, that's for, you know, once the baby's born. But right now, while you're pregnant, it's, we know that getting plenty of the omega-3 fatty acids in your diet is going to translate to the baby. The other thing is vitamin D. Make sure your vitamin D levels are at good levels and they're not low. Super duper important. Okay. And then also, people want to focus on like supplements and all that, but you want to eat plenty of protein from, you know, at least from fish, eggs, and peas. Those are my favorites. But I mean, of course, you want to get it from lean quality beef and grass-fed, hormone-free. I've got a whole list of those if you go to our website. And you can get that in my book. Matter of fact, we're giving away our book for free right now. If you want to go, you just pay the shipping. We send the book to you. You go to myfreehealthbook.com, and you can get that. But Courtney, the other thing that you want to look at is your emotional state. And this is what a lot of people don't talk about. But your emotions are going to be as or more important from the baby than anything else you do. So you being free of stress, your environment being free of stress, if you're one that tends to get angry easily, you need to avoid, it's going to be your best option to avoid those situations that you could put yourself in to make you angry. You want to have a good even keel for the baby, because everything that happens with you happens, you know, kind of happens to the child. So that's really important. Arguing and bickering, you want to stay away, far away from that as you can. The emotional state is super important, okay? So those are a couple things you can do. But, man, more than anything, listen to your OB, eat really well, sleep really well, and continue exercising. Exercise as long as they'll let you. Most of them will let you exercise all the way until 8 months. I mean, if not more. So, you know, stay on that, because the blood flow and the strength and the endorphins, all that impacts the baby in a great way. So I would encourage you to keep doing that, okay? Thanks so much for that email. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the web, AsaRx.com. And, hey, if you're looking for a provider in your area, someone that believes the same way we do, just visit us online, AsaRx.com, and find one of our providers to help you get the help that you need. Let's get on the phones and go with Kevin. Hi, Kevin.
I used to weigh over 343 pounds. I've recently weighed myself at 253 pounds
nice.
Within a six-month stretch. Within the last 3 months, I've made lifestyle choices to switch from a meat eating diet to a vegetarian diet.
Cool.
And yesterday, I woke up with a massive pain in my side. I've never had a pain in my kidney, but I immediately knew it was my kidney. I rushed to the emergency room to where they took a CAT scan, and they diagnosed me with a kidney stone that was just starting in the very top part of my right kidney. And I was just going to ask what good, healthy eating styles or good, healthy foods or nutrients, especially vitamins, additional vitamins I need to get that I may not be getting with a somewhat vegetarian diet, a full vegetarian diet, what supplements and what energy I need to get from certain plants.
Yes, that's a great question. So, Kevin, kidney stones are really interesting. Some people tend to get them and some people don't. But if you do tend to get them, it's calcium oxalate is what these stones are made out of. So your body's not handling calcium, and your body's not handling what's called oxalic acid. So as good as green leafy vegetables are for you, you probably want to stay off the spinach and the kale. On your salads, when you eat greens, do more of like the spring mix and the romaine lettuce, okay? The dark leafy greens, your body has an issue with oxalic acid, and that's one of those things. The other thing is, check your vitamin D levels. It sounds like your body's not utilizing calcium very well, and when that happens, it means your vitamin D levels are a little bit low. So I would get that checked by blood test, easy to check. And then if you start taking vitamin D at any supplemental level, make sure you're taking vitamin K2 with it, because the vitamin K2 makes sure that the D utilizes the calcium in the right way and doesn't create an overcalcification. So those are all great little tips to look at when you're dealing with kidney stones. Because the reality is, you made a good move, the whole vegetarian thing. Now, my opinion, my personal, is that fish, eggs, and peas are your best sources of protein. Some people, you know, if they've got personal issues with that, that's fine. But just make sure you handle those few things and keep me posted.
Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free for the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
To find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. So glad you're with us. Make sure to go to the website, go to asarx.com. And if you're looking for a provider in your area, we can help you find someone that can take you by the hand. And Healthy University, our community, if you haven't joined Healthy U, my goodness, where have you been? You've got to join Healthy U. Go to Facebook and look us up under ASARX, and you'll find our Healthy University community. Join it. Jump in. Doesn't cost anything. Jump in with us. It's a great community. If you're part of it, just no negativity. You'll get kicked out so fast. Like, everybody in there is super positive, so you'll get, we'll kick you out. I'll kick you out. I don't like negativity. I'm not into it. It's not good for your health. Do you know that? 888-283-7272. All right. We're talking about pregnancy a little bit. Things to take for it, foods to eat, that sort of thing. So if you are pregnant, you know somebody that's pregnant, you want to help somebody that's pregnant, maybe your granddaughter or whatever is pregnant, some great tips. All right. So here's a big question. Everybody wants to know about it. Is alcohol okay when you're pregnant? What do you think? Well, studies have hinted that a little alcohol might be harmless, says the U.S. Pediatricians Group. This is what's, American Academy of Pediatrics is like doing this. What's funny is like, you don't want to give up the alcohol, right? You got a child growing in your belly. I don't understand the concept of smoking and alcohol. I've got to rant for a minute. I don't understand the concept of, you have this brand new baby that God's given you, but you're still going to smoke and drink, right? Which is going to cause all kinds of craziness going on in the body. Let's just call it what it is. You want to smoke and drink and go eat fast food. Like, everything you put in your body, everything that a woman puts in her body while a baby's in there helps to make the cells for the baby. So if you want smoking cells, alcohol cells, and fast food burger, I almost said something else, fast food burger cells, then knock yourself out. But like, if you really care about your child, I think you'll make really good choices. You'll eat great as you can. I understand there's budget limitations. I get it. But you can still get vegetables. You may not be able to get the organic. That's okay. You can still get canned vegetables. Is that the best? No. But it's better than French fries. It's better than the trans fats. And you don't have to be perfect, but at least do that 90% of the time. You got a little baby. It's only 9 months. So alcohol, they're trying. What's funny about this is I'm going through something on alcohol. Studies, they used to say that a little bit's okay, right? A little bit of wine, a little bit of liquor, a little bit of beer, it won't hurt anything, right? Moderation. Not true. They've done studies on this now, and they have found that no amount of alcohol is safe for the baby. None. So, Christina Chambers, professor of pediatrics, Center for Better Beginnings in University of California, San Diego, said that women of childbearing age who drink alcohol should consider their pattern of drinking. For example, you want to avoid binge drinking, obviously, but even the slightest amounts can cause damage. Fetal alcohol spectrum disorders. They just give it up for 9 months. It's not that big of a deal. Really isn't. You have a child. It's one of those things where, you know, again, having a child is a sacrifice of yourself anyway, of your time, of, it's a selfless act. So the selflessness starts the moment you're pregnant, not when the child enters the world. So the moment that baby is, and really and truly, regardless of your belief system, that baby is a baby. And the food you're giving yourself and the choices that you're making and the environment that you're putting yourself in impacts the child. I just hope you make good choices. That's all. I hope that for every woman that ever, you know, my daughter, you know, praise God, she's amazing. And, you know, we were able to make those good choices. And I'm grateful. And I just hope that for anyone that has the blessing of a child to be able to do that. Alcohol's not worth it. And they're even saying now that little bit that we used to think was okay, it's not okay. It's too much of a risk, so don't risk it. 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Asa RX Experience. You can check us out. Go to asarx.com. Let's get over to Leslie. Hi, Leslie.
Umbilical hernia diagnosed in January. Mm-hmm. Was scheduled for a consultation to get it operated on. But since the virus is here, was here earlier.
Yeah, it's still here.
Operation been postponed, so I'm just wondering how long I can go without getting the operation done, and or what could I do until they call me for the operation for the umbilical hernia.
From the hernia.
Thank you.
Yeah, sure. Let's jump on that for just a minute. So I would get the surgery done. Obviously, if it was an emergency, they'd have you in there tomorrow, right? So it's one of those things where you really want to do the best that you can. And just, it's about keeping the pressure off the area. Don't be lifting anything heavy. They've probably told you all these things. And I would exercise. I would find a way to start walking and exercise. I mean, one of the best things you can do for any type of condition like this is to take the pressure off in the abdomen. So, like, if you're overweight and you're heavy, then bringing your waistline down and losing body fat, all that's going to help tremendously in getting your body, you know, balanced out. Those are all going to be super important in that key. All right. So I would look at that first and foremost. The other thing, too, is finding a way to gain some support structurally. So when you exercise, look into, and we have some of this on our website, and our providers can definitely help you with this. Just go to acerx.com, and we'll find some, you know, some pieces that can help you. But from exercising, you want to find exercises that doesn't stress that area, but that strengthens the area. And there are band workouts. There's a lot of different types of resistance training that can help, and I would look at that as well. So if you need help, just get with one of our providers. But again, waiting on the surgery, I know it's a struggle. I know there's still a lot of guidelines in the hospitals, and it's challenging. I get it. And I don't think it's going to go away for a while. I think that's going to be here. These precautions are going to be here for quite some time. So you have to find a way to work around that. But you know, until then, work on strengthening the areas around that. It's going to be one of your best moves in this regard. Okay? Thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Asa RX Experience.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul. Satellite images released Thursday have revealed the extent of damage caused by recent flooding at Yellowstone National Park. The flooding, which began earlier this week, caused extremely hazardous conditions throughout the park, which spreads across Wyoming, Montana, and Idaho. The floodwaters were spurred by heavy rain and snowmelt. The National Park Service said most of the damage happened in the northern section of the park.
Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney on Thursday accused the White House of misleading Congress about its need for additional funding for COVID-19 programs. During a Senate Health Committee meeting, Romney expressed surprise that the White House reallocated $10 billion to fund the purchase of additional vaccines, therapeutics, and monoclonal antibodies on June 8th, after it had previously told lawmakers it did not have the funding to purchase such items. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Elon Musk says, you're fired, Lance Pry reports.
Some SpaceX employees circulated an internal letter criticizing founder Elon Musk and told executives to make the company's culture more inclusive. The New York Times reported on Thursday that SpaceX had fired employees associated with the letter. SpaceX President Gwynne Shotwell said the letter made staff feel uncomfortable, intimidated, and bullied by forcing them to sign something that's not in their beliefs. Elon Musk denied the letter's accusation on a Twitter post. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
NASA's Perseverance rover has been driving around the surface of Mars since landing on the planet on February 18th last year. And the latest geological wonder explored by the robotic pioneer is exciting for geologists and could cause cravings for breakfast food. On Thursday, NASA said the rover was driving over the Bacon Strip, a nickname for a region that had piqued the interest of scientists. The location was not inspired by the discovery of pigs on Mars, but rather the way the area resembles a strip of bacon when viewed from space. If you are a son shopping for a Father's Day gift, you'd better up your game. Dads think their daughters tend to give the best Father's Day gifts, while sons are more likely to give the worst gifts. Dads are also often disappointed by the gift their own parents give them. Happy Father's Day. I'm Victor Paul, USA Radio News.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health, your life. Come on. If your body can get sick, it can also get well. Lifestyle is the medicine. It is. Give us a call. You want to send me an email, you do that and be part of the show. We have people do that all the time. Gosh, we get so many emails. Facebook's another cool thing. If you haven't joined our Facebook community, you should go to ACERX Facebook page. You can check it out and join our Healthy University community. HU, Healthy U as we call it, is our training system. It's classes. It's a little digital online platform that it's a class. Teaches you how to live a healthy lifestyle. We've got graduates all over that have done remarkable with it. So I want to encourage you. Go there. Check it out. All right, our food of the day I want to jump in and talk about is one of my favorites. I could talk for hours on this. Funny, I do talk for hours, just not on this. So, it's the avocado. Now, I know you've heard, I get it, an apple a day, what? keeps the doctor away. That's right. I believe that an avocado a day keeps the doctor away. Here's why. There's all kinds of benefits with it. I mean, number one, it promotes heart health. It's one of the best fats you can put in your body. And you know, it's a fruit. It's in the category of a fruit, but it's nothing but pretty much fat. So it's loaded with fat. And it's incredible for what your body needs. So for heart health, it's one of the best. They did some researchers did some studies on this, and they did it on about, let's see, I think 270 participants. And they found that if the nutritional the actual consistency of the avocado itself, the contents of it, were just amazing in people's recovery ability. So people that worked out had greater recovery. People that struggled with a lot of the neurological disorders did much better. They fared better. It's loaded with vitamin E and vitamin K along with the different monounsaturated fats, which is so good. That's why avocado oil is so good. It's one of the great oil to cook with. And it's got a lot of anti-inflammatory benefits. So there's what's called phytosterols, which has beta-sitosterol and campesterol that all play a big role. The omega-3 fats, of course, are loaded in there, but also these monounsaturated fats. It's also got lutein and zeaxanthin. And the lutein and zeaxanthin are key components. It's part of vitamin A, but they're key carotenoids that the body really needs to function at its best level. Now, arthritis is a big one, too. So osteoarthritis and rheumatoid arthritis are major health issues with people, and they have the symptoms of those heavily decrease when there's a high intake of avocado. Just because of the anti-inflammatory benefits, okay? Now, you can look at this. There's a lot of optimized absorption of these carotenoids. So alpha-carotene, beta-carotene, the lutein, zeaxanthin, super for this sort of thing. Now, the optimal absorption of the fats happen in a combination. So one thing to keep in mind is everybody gets freaked out with saturated fat. Okay? It's something that people just don't, they think it's going to cause a heart attack. But we actually need a certain amount of saturated fats. You need about 33% saturated fat, 33% of what we call monounsaturated fats, and 33% of the omega-3 fats. Okay? So you really need a combination of all of them. But the avocado plays such a big role because it helps absorb a lot of these other fats and helps to utilize them. Matter of fact, with heart disease, avocado a day, in my opinion, is one of the best things you can eat and add to your diet plan and your eating plan. But they found that the omega-3 fatty acids and the monounsaturated fats lowered homocysteine levels at such a level that it helped to reduce heart disease just by eating an avocado every single day. It also regulates blood sugar. This is really cool. So people with diabetes and they struggle with that, it lowers blood sugar levels by 19%. So usually people struggle with eating too many carbs in their diet. And avocado is a fruit, but it contains mostly fat. And it's a good kind of fat. So whenever you eat a fat, just remember this, with any kind of diabetes or pre-diabetes or whatever, if you're struggling with blood sugar, whenever you eat a carbohydrate, right, like a piece of fruit or a potato or vegetables really don't raise your blood sugar that much. But I mean, if you eat any kind of like bread, any of those starchy or carbohydrates, sweet potatoes, the blood sugar goes up. But if you eat a fat, like an avocado, with a carb, it neutralizes the spike in blood sugar. Isn't that interesting? So it's one of those things where it's interesting that when you add the right kind of fat in, that you can actually lower the blood sugar. And avocado is one of them. Now, here's one of my favorites about this whole thing. Is the anti-cancer benefits. So the ability of avocado to prevent the occurrence of or reoccurrence and occurrence of cancers in the mouth, skin, and prostate gland have been studied extensively. Now, prostate, let's just hit on that for just a minute, because in the prostate health with men, it's hard to find foods. Like pumpkins are really good. Pumpkin seed oil is very good for the prostate. But we're learning now more than ever about how good avocados are. So I always say, you know, avocado a day keeps the doctor away. But I also say an avocado a day keeps prostate issues away. It's one of the best things you can do in men for the prostate. So, again, it's good for a lot of different things. All cancers across the board will benefit in reduction of cancer by eating avocados, just because, I mean, it's got loaded with everything. It's got vitamin C, vitamin K, vitamin E. It's got all the antioxidants. It's got all these polyphenols and phytosterols. I mean, I could go on and on. It is an absolute superfood, one of the best. So avocados, make sure they're part of a regular daily routine. You're listening to ASA RX, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. Go to asarx.com. Let's get on the phones and talk to Sophia. Hi, Sophia.
I think it was last year you brought up the subject of leukemia, and I was just wondering how or what kind of answer you would give to someone that does have leukemia. Is diet part of it, or they just write it off like there's nothing that anybody can do once they get leukemia?
Well, sweetheart, I can tell you've been listening to the show for a while, and you know, leukemia is one of those things that it's scary, and but even though it's alarming when you get that kind of diagnosis or a loved one gets it, you still have to jump in and say, okay, like what you're saying right now, what can I do? What kind of actions can I take? It's not just about the treatment, although treatments for it are pretty good now. But it's about what can you do every single day, right? Like, what can you really do when you wake up, you put your feet on the ground? What kind of foods can you put in? What kind of mindset can you have? What kind of exercise do you need to be doing to get the body working better? That's really what has to, that's what has to be answered all the way around. Because you have to figure out what you need to be doing with your body. With leukemia, it's like any other kind, okay? I would, and this is what a lot of great oncologists have told me, and what I've seen in research as well, is cutting back on a lot of the proteins, like the meat protein, and sticking with like fish, eggs, peas. That tends to be, and a good anti-inflammatory based diet is always a good way to go whenever you're struggling with something like that. But also you have to look at certain components, because you want to get your vitamin C levels up, and depending on what your doctors have you doing, you know, keep in mind these are just some basics. So the foundational four is always really good, so that's making sure your bases are covered. You don't need to go heavy on supplements and all that. You really want to rely on foods and your lifestyle. Now, there's a lot of therapies you can do, and there's also alternative clinics that are, I mean, some are not here in the United States, though. There's some really good ones outside, and there's one called Hope for Cancer in Mexico. They do a great job. I've been there. We did a reality show with them and followed a lot of their patients, and it's amazing, remarkable what kind of work they're doing. So, but with leukemia, just keep this in mind. Anti-inflammatory based diet, a whole food based diet. Keep your body as alkaline as possible. Make sure to get my book if you don't have it. MyFreeHealthBook.com. You can get it for free. That's MyFreeHealthBook.com. Okay? And look into celery and celery juice. There's a lot of good research on it right now for what it does with the immune system. And again, this is all about the immune system. That's what this got to, you got to focus on the immune system and keep that built up. That's how the body becomes stronger. So I would look at that. I would look at that in a couple of different ways and see how you can work on that. Now here's the other thing too, is hydration. Making sure you get plenty of water. So you want to go half your body weight. This is a rule of thumb. Half your body weight in ounces of water every single day. That's the key. Okay, so half your body weight. So if you weigh 150 pounds, it's 75 ounces. And you stay with that to give your body what it needs. And don't forget about green tea. In your fluid intake with water, you can count tea. Like, it counts. And green tea reduces cancer by 65% across the board in the research, is what they said. So it's easy to get green tea, easy to make it. Don't buy the pre-bottled kind with all the sweetener in it. Make your own. And it's just got great benefits to it. And the other thing is your attitude. Don't let fear overtake you. You've got to realize that your body's amazing. We've got a great physician that's even more amazing that made your body. And you got to put your hope in that. So you do the work every single day. Make sure to exercise every single day. Don't let a day go by that you don't do some kind of walking or something. Your body needs it. It builds your immune system. It's proven. Keep us posted, darling.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492.
800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Give us a call. Go to the website. Go to AsaRx.com. You can always send me an email. You go to social media, too. Everything's at AsaRx TV. You send me a DM or send me a message. Go to Facebook or Instagram, Twitter if you want to, any of those. Carl in Orlando, Florida says, I need some help on losing the last 10 pounds and the love handles. Carl, you and like everybody else in, I was going to say America, but really around the world, right? Here's what I've found when it comes down to those last 10 pounds and the love handles. First of all, people will tell you it's just genetic. That's a bunch of bunk, okay? There's genetics, no doubt. But the reality is it comes down to hormones. If you're overweight heavily, your hormones are going to be impacted, no doubt. But in your situation, what you have to look at is when you're getting down to those last 10 pounds, it's all of a sudden you just got to get intense. You got to get intense with what you're eating every single day, intense with your workouts. Everything has to go up another notch. You have to push and you have to grind to get your body in the position of where you need it. It really is true. So get a hormone test done and get it. You get with our providers. You call my office. We can get it done for you. But get your hormone levels checked, your nutritional deficiencies levels checked, okay? It comes down to the function of the hormones when it comes down to that. So you start talking about estrogen, estradiol, estriol, estrone. There's different versions of estrogen. And some hold fat on the thighs. Some hold fat in the belly. Some hold fat in the hips. And we got to figure out which one, you got to figure out which one that is. Progesterone can be another big one. So the hormones really come down to the player of how your body responds, how, what it looks like, all of that. And it comes down to those issues that you're talking. Okay. That's really it. Now, there's some supplements and whatnot can help. I will tell you the cruciferous vegetables like Brussels sprouts, broccoli, cauliflower, you know, that whole camp is proven that is indole-free carbonyl, which is a molecule that's in them. And when you eat a certain amount of that every single day, it helps to cut down the estrogen. And that instantly, for most men, cuts down a lot of the weight in the waistline. So the cruciferous vegetables play a big role in keeping your protein levels at a high level. My protein rule is this, provided you don't have any bad kidney issues. My rule of thumb is this, is 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight. So if you weigh 200 pounds, you do 200 grams of protein. Pretty simple, right? So that's the key on dropping those last 10 pounds. Not that hard to do. You can do it. Not that big of a deal. And don't forget, you got to exercise, but I'm sure you're probably already doing that right now. 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to AsaRx.com. Let's go to Brian. Hi, Brian.
I'm calling because I have a lot of acid in my blood, and I'm trying to figure out a way how to get rid of it. Anyways, I have to go to a doctor, and they draw the blood out by every 3 months, draw a pint of blood out. I'm trying to bring down the acid in my blood.
Okay. So, in that case, remember, the body's got a natural mechanism. It's got a natural mechanism for buffering, okay? So there's a pH system in the body. It's got a natural buffering system. When you have too much acid in the blood, you got to think, too, outside of the standard medical reasons, what can you do nutritionally to balance it out and make it more alkaline? So in my book, I've got a whole list of foods that are alkaline versus acidic foods. I would encourage you. I think that'd be a good resource for you. You just go to myfreehealthbook.com, and you can pick up a free copy of it, okay? But it's got an entire list in there about the acid foods and the alkaline foods. And there's a whole different – certain foods will increase the acidity of the body, and certain foods will increase the alkalinity. And they used to say that's just a bunch of bunk. But we've learned now that it's not. And that's why the water that you drink can make a big difference in your overall health, but the foods can too. So I would look that up and look at the different foods that will help that. Now, obviously – when there's too much acid in the blood, then there's a disease process or health challenge happening in the body that needs to be addressed. But from a natural perspective and things you can do in an adjunct or along with whatever your physicians are working with you on, in the nutritional world, it's good to look at the pH and the pH value of the foods you're eating and just modify your eating habits. You know, it's not that hard to just modify the foods that you're taking in every single day. That's the ultimate key for what you need, and it's not that hard. I mean, you just got to modify some foods. And I'll tell you that one of the things you can do easily is increasing your fluid intake, half your body weight in ounces, but also drinking water that's more on the alkaline scale. So you can do water that's about 7.5, 8.5, and do really well on it. Some water companies now are actually making that type of water. You can buy it anywhere. And you can get ionizing machines that will do that. And then don't forget getting your vegetable content up. One thing that people don't realize is that your dark leafy greens, that's why people do these green drinks, is by getting your leafy greens in on a regular basis and raising those levels up will make a big difference in your overall health. So I would encourage you to do that as well. So get the greens up. Celery juice is really good too. That helps a lot when you're dealing with some acidity in the blood from a nutritional standpoint. So take a look at both of those, and I think it'll be a big help to you. The other thing, too, is L-glutamine. Just one little more tip. I got 10 things I can tell you, but L-glutamine is an amino acid, and it rapidly depletes from the body, but it's the most abundant amino acid that we need for skeletal muscle and our overall gut health, and really helps with the blood, too. So it creates more of an alkalizing effect in the body, and it's called glutamine. You pick it up pretty much anywhere. If you need help, you can talk to one of our health coaches, and they can get you the help that you need. But it really comes down to your eating, your lifestyle, your eating. That all plays a big role with what you're struggling with right now. And your doctors are not probably, more than likely, not going to go into detail on that. So it's good that you're actually working with that on your own. I encourage you to get a coach or a provider that can handle the nutritional part, because it's always really, really important. But it's another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Lyle Valentine, also Derek Allen, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on the show, and together we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the ASA RX Experience, where we're helping you become the best version of you.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of ASA RX audio, visit us at asarx.com.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.